Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time on a Friday. We take a peek around the world of sports and wonder, well, why or how, sometimes who. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And before we roll out the nominees, let's welcome in the landlord with the key to open things up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
I'm going to start with this website, UGA Wire. Well, as you might have gathered, it's all about the University of Georgia, which, of course, is in the SEC. And when it comes to football, they have a singular mentality because it's all about them. So Alabama lost their strength and conditioning coach, Scott Cochran. He joined the staff at Georgia. So now the report filed by James Morgan claims the Tide are going after former Georgia strength and conditioning coach. His name is Aaron Feld. The headline says, Alabama targeting former Georgia strength coach Aaron Feld. Not really mentioning that he kind of has a job now here at Oregon, but they did what a lot of those sites do. They made it all about themselves, had to twist a few facts, perhaps leave out some pertinent ones, and this is why the SEC bothers the crap out of me. The nincompoops who gather after games for that idiotic chant. Just that mentality, it scares me. Next up, Los Angeles. That one.
SEC! 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 SEC!
Yeah, that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Next up, in general, some Los Angeles deputies. So according to a story in the Los Angeles Times, authorities have launched an investigation in the aftermath of the January 26th helicopter crash that took the lives of 9 people, including Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. So the allegations are pretty foul. Graphic photos of the crash scene being distributed reveal the remains of the victims. Think about that. Apparently, someone saw one of the pictures on a coworker's phone and realized that this has nothing to do with the context of the investigation. If true, it appears these horrific pictures were being passed around. I don't know why, but no answer could be anything less than despicable. And they don't know how widely spread the photos are at this point. And the union that represents rank and file deputies has not specifically commented beyond saying we represent our members and we will work to preserve their rights. This sounds really, really bad. And the story broke today and the investigation is in its infancy. And lastly, I have NFL Combine analysts. Some of these folks make comments about really familiar players doing like runners running, catchers catching, quarterbacks throwing, you know, the stuff we've seen them all do 3 or 4 years. And I get there's a thirst for football information that transcends logic. Otherwise, how could you explain the XFL or the 24/7 coverage of the league and turning cone running and throwing and jumping and an exaggerated cattle call into a primetime 5-day event? So yesterday, after hitting some deep balls and throwing some spirals, you would have thought Justin Herbert played in an underground league that did not allow cameras and operated like they were locked away in a Cambodian prison camp. He threw some good long spirals, some tight throws to unguarded guys wearing shorts and a t-shirt with no defenders. I'm intrigued. Tell me more. That sounds impossible. We saw the guy play 4 years in the Pac-12 at quarterback throwing passes. It's that old Men at Work song. Just over kill. All right. I'm thinking temporarily we're going to award this week's tool shed prize to these L.A. deputies who may have been passing around graphic photographs from a horrific fatal crash scene, which is just despicable and beneath contempt. But with that particular thought, those thoughts, I should say, in mind, let's run him back out here. He's got the keys. He's the proprietor. He is the landlord to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!